Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's and Twin.
While most of us are trying to figure out how to pay the power bill next month, Kylie Jenner is purchasing million-dollar real estate by the handful. According to reports, just 2 weeks after purchasing a $36.5 million mansion in Holby Hills near the heart of Los Angeles, yesterday, Jenner bought a $15 million five-acre parcel of land in Hidden Hills, California that once belonged to Miley Cyrus. The land is where Miley at one time kept her horses. Then at some point, somebody bought the land and knocked down the stables that Miley built with a plan to build, but that never happened, and now it belongs to Kylie Jenner, who, on a side note, just became old enough to buy beer last year. Yeah, how does that make you feel in your career right now? 22-year-old can buy a $36.5 million mansion. Rest assured, she worked very hard for every penny of that $36.5 million, I'm sure. It's unclear what Jenner plans to do with the land, but it's hers now. Brian Anthony Howe, the former lead vocalist for Bad Company, has died. According to his family, Howe died from cardiac arrest, possibly on his way to the hospital. The singer had been battling heart issues for years. He suffered a massive heart attack in 2017. Howe replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company. Howe, who was also a songwriter, handled most of the writing for Bad Company's Holy Water album back in 1990. That album made the top 40, attained platinum status, and was the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit single If You Needed Somebody. Howe's last album with Bad Company was 1992's Here Comes Trouble, which featured top 40 hit How About That. Howe left the group in 1994. According to a source who spoke with TMZ when paramedics first got to Howe, they had a brief conversation with him, but he slipped away soon after. He was 66 years old. Hundreds of fans flocked to the reopening of Tiger King Park last week. The park is the exotic animal zoo that was featured in Netflix docuseries Tiger King and was previously owned by now-incarcerated Joe Exotic. The park, which is in Wynwood, Oklahoma, was given clearance to reopen as long as both workers and visitors followed the CDC's sanitation and social distancing protocols. However, photos taken by Daily Mail show nearly all visitors disobeying the guidelines by not wearing masks and crowding together to get a good look at the park's lions and tigers. Oh boy. And ABC has announced that it's reviving its Wonderful World of Disney family movie night. Though instead of the movies showing on Sunday nights like it did in the past, this time around it'll serve up a feature every Wednesday night for four straight weeks. Kicking off the Wonderful World of Disney on Wednesday, May 20th will be Moana, followed by Thor: The Dark World on the 27th, Up on June 3rd, and Big Hero 6 on June 10th. That's Hollywood Headlines. Brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.